took Murda out of the speaker. Shut the kaboim. Fair for asking me to speak. Murda has asked us fair away, and I'm going to speak a little bit today about apoptosis. I'm quite happy for there to be audience participation, and you should feel free to participate. Have any help or us, we'll see what we can do. For some reason, somebody who made the central road, I'm talking about Albuquerque and the law. If you want to know about the law, I'm afraid you have to see me after 9:30, and then I'll charge you. So today we're going to speak about Albuquerque. Albuquerque is a unique mitzvah, as I'm sure you all know. And I'm sure you all realize that abacosis is a mitzvah that applies on the Seder night, a special mitzvah, and there are many, many reasons why Chazal were massacring the takona of abacosis. The most famous reason why Chazal were massacring abacosis is because of the lashonus of Geula in the Pasha of Va'era. It says, V'hitzeti eschem, then it says, V'hitzalti eschem, then it says Ve'ga'alti eschem, and then it says Ve'lokachti eschem. So since there are four lashonos of Geula, we drink four kosos. It's a little bit of a deal. Why does these four lashonos mean four lashonos? What's so special about these four lashonos? So the way it's generally explained in the lashonim is that if you actually analyze the sukkim, you'll see you're going up in the quality of redemption. Let's have a look at the Pesukim. The Pesuk starts, Vaytesi Eschem Mitachas Sibleis Mitzrayim. That's the very lowest form of redemption. The Yidden were working extraordinarily hard, and they were, Baruch Hashem, saved from the Sibleis, the hard work of Mitzrayim. They may still have had to do some work, they may still have had to be involved in some labor, but the Sibleis Mitzrayim, that was finished. That first part. Second part is, Vaytesi Eschem Me'avedos. Completely free of work. Their avodah was completely gone, but they're still in Mitzrayim. The third part is Ve'ga'alti Eschem, Ribbono Shel'Olam takes them out. But they still haven't reached the ideal situation. The ideal, the fourth, is Ve'lokachti Eschem. When Ribbono Shel'Olam took the Eden to him on Har Sinai, that was the ultimate Ge'ula, which is why the Torah goes up in the Lashonos of Ge'ula. Another famous reason, which is brought in the Rishonim for Apokosis, is the reference to the dream of the Sahar Mashkim. The butler had a dream, and in that dream, the butler mentions the Inyan of Kosis four times. So since he mentions the Inyan, if you look in the Parsha, you'll see it refers to Kos four times. So since it mentions Kos four times in that dream, for that reason, there are four cases. There is a shtickle astira, which we'll look at a bit later. Rashi in the beginning of Ave Psochim, which we're going to be learning, which many people are learning now in Daf Yomi, says on Daf Tavik Tes on the base that Abba Kosis, Rashi says, are Keneged Abba L'Shoyne Geula Ho Amurim Begolus Mitzrayim Vaytesi Vaytalti Vagoalti Vilokachti. The Parshas Vayera, and Rashi subsequently on Daf Kupches Umad Aleph, when he speaks about the chiyuv of noshim, of women in Abakosis, Rashi there says a different reason. Rashi says there, Shloisha, Rashi says, three of the kosis are keneged gimel kosis shenem rubu posuk zeh for kos paraviyodi. Rashi is referring to the Pasha with the butler, the Sarah Hamashkim, the Goyman, or Ravi, and the fourth one is Birkas HaMosei. So that's Behemoth, a slight variation on the reason of the four kosis mentioned by in the dream of the butler. Rashi says Behemoth, it's a reference to three kosis mentioned, because the fourth kosis didn't really get to do so much with Geula, and for that and the fourth one is Birkas HaMosei. But there's a clear contradiction in Rashi. In one place Rashi is talking about, say, mentions the first reason, and then another place Rashi mentions the second reason. What's Taka the Kesha with the dream? We can understand clearly the Psukim, the Piskei Geula. We can understand there's a reason for drinking kosher on Pesach night. Oh, but what's Taka the reason? What's the dream of the butler got to do with drinking out the kosher? So Chazal say two reasons, which perhaps are most commonly known, are as follows. The first reason is that the emeth is the Golus Mitzrayim and the seeds of the Geula and the whole story of Mitzrayim, the emeth started with Yosef coming down to Mitzrayim and Yosef becoming king of Mitzrayim. So because that was the source of the Shibud of Mitzrayim, and that's the beginning, and the beginning starts with Kosis. The beginning starts with Kosis, the end starts with Kosis as well. Perhaps on a simpler level, the butler story was the story of a personal Shibud and him being in prison and being redeemed, and he refers to Kosis in his dream. So also when Klal Yisrael have a communal Geula, they also have four Kosis to celebrate the Geula. Another reason mentioned for Abba Kosis is that it's Keneged the Dalus Malchius of Golus, which Chazal bring down. It's Medrash and Shmois Rabbah. The Medrash and Shmois Rabbah says that the particular Malchias he refers to were the Malchias of Kaftin, Modai, Yovon, and the current one of Edrei. And the Bnei Yisoschus says that in Mitzrayim there was a combination of all four. So because, and we are showing, and just like we've been redeemed from the earlier Golosan, we're showing our confidence in being redeemed from this future Geula, and being redeemed from Golos Edom, and since we're showing our confidence in being redeemed from Golos Edom, connected to these four, we have four cases. Another explanation, I'm not going to give you too many explanations, but I'm just going to, because the emphasis, there are hundreds and hundreds of explanations. Connected Dalas Emoy, Dalas Bonem de Ritter. We can go on forever, but I just want to mention one. Three more reasons. One is because it's brought down. The Megala Mukha says that who were the people, which Yidden were involved in the Shibud Mitzrayim. The Megala Mukha says very interesting. He says that the four Doris who had sinned previously, they were the Doris that went down to Mitzrayim, and connected these four generations. We have four Kosis. And who are these? That's the Doi Hafloga, the Doi Enosh, the Doi Hafloga, the Doi of the Mabul, and the Doi of Sadai. And the Megala Mukha says very nicely, it's Takamarumas in the Posuk, Haitesi Eschem Mi Siblois, Haitesi Eschem Mi Taka Siblois, the Hei is for Hafloga, the Aleph is for Enosh, the Mem is for the Doi Mabul, and the Samach is for the Doi of Sadai. The Takamarumas in the Posuk, these four Golis. Another famous reason brought down is that some of us have the minhag on Erev Shabbos Mincha to say Hoidi, and in Hoidi we mention the Dalot who are Tzrichim LaHoidos. When you bring a Korban, four people have to bring the Korban Todah, and they are Yodei Hayam, people who've been through the sea, Hoyochei Midborios, people who've been through the desert, Rafua, people who come from illnesses, and Yotzei Mibeis HaAsurim, people who are released from prison. All these four were involved in Golos Mitzrayim, and since all these four they went through the Yamsov, they went through the Midbar, those who were ill were cured, and of course they were let out of a very tough prison. This is the Gaon's reason. So for that reason, the symbolism of four, we have four Kosis. Why dafka do we use wine? The Molcha asks. Why should it? Perhaps we should use lechem. Obviously, he doesn't mean bread. He means four types of matzah. The Molcha asks. Why? What's lying beneath the Molcha's kasha? Is pshat is by Korban Todah, which be'emes we are celebrating on Pesach night. Korban Todah really. What do you bring with a Korban Todah? You bring lechem. You bring bread. That's the uniqueness of a Korban Todah, that you bring lechem. So if lechem is the automatic ancillary to a Korban Todah, we should have lechomim. Why do we have yayin? So the reason is that there are various reasons. The reasons which are well known are Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin. Shira is said on wine. Wine is maybe the day Simcha, and wine shows Cheres. That's one interesting gematria in the Haggadah Beis Avraham. If you take the gematria of Kois Yayin, the gematria of Kois Yayin is, look it up again, is I think it's 106. The gematria of Kois Yayin. 156. Yes, you're quite right. The gematria of Kois Yayin is 156, and the gematria of Cheirus is 624. If you multiply 4 times 156, 4 times Kois Yayin, you get to Cheirus. You get to 624. There's an Indian as well that the wine should be red. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Al Teri Yayin Ki Is Adem. Why exactly should it be red? Zeicha L'dam. Apparently bathed himself in the dam of the children of Klal Yisrael. And furthermore, there was the matter of the dam. So the Indian of red wine. Also, I think it's brought down. Red is a remez to the Geula Atida of Bavoya Me Edoim, when the Geula Atida will come. So we remind ourselves on Pesach night of the Geula Atida. So wine should be red. The pashtus is that the mitzvah of Abba Kosis is a mitzvah mitzvah. Everybody holds the mitzvah mitzvah. There's e mashmos in the Yerushalmi, and the psukim which are brought are merely an asmachta. There is a mashmos in Yerushalmi that is possibly min atayra, but almost certainly it's mitzvah. Why are we so machmir on the din of Abba Kosis? That Afilu the Onisha be Yisrael, the Mishnah at the beginning of Aviv Psochim says, the Onisha be Yisrael says, Afilu Onisha be Yisrael, Yerichlat Sheyeta, Velo Yipchusu Loi Me'Ava Kaisis, Afilu Menatanta, even the beggar, and Onisha be Aniyim has to push himself to bring Ava Kaisis. The reason is because Ava Kaisis involves a Pitsume Nissa, and just like by Ner Hanukkah as well, which is Pesume Nissa, where there's Pesume Nissa, we pull out all the stops, and accordingly we therefore are very medactic and very machmer in this particular mitzvah. Noshim, women, Gemara says Beferish, women are chayav and avakosis because of the reason of Afhein Hayu Ba'osayanes. We'll come back to that in a moment. I want to say over a stickle halacha, which will, I hope, encompass the main features of Abba Kosis and give us a deeper understanding of the Abba Kosis. It's a very interesting Gemara in Sotin of Kuf Yozayin on the base. The Mishnah says as follows. Moskuloi Koshlishi, they poured the Koshlishi, i.e., before benching, the Koshlishi is poured, Mavoricham Mazonai, and then they bench. And then you bench. So the Gemara, from this, Amalei Rav Chonon L'Rova, says Rav Chonon to Rova, Shema Minah, he asks it as a question, Shema Minah, Bechus Hamuzim to Unakos. So Shalom the Gemara in Brokut, whenever you bench, you have to have a Kosh when you bench. So the Chayra, you've got a proof from our Mishnah that whenever you bench, you've got to have a kais, because you see that where they were medactic to pour a kais shlishi before Birchas Hamozim. Answers the Gemara, it's no raya at all. Omale, Rava answered back, of course it's not a proof. Abba Kasa Tiknu Rabbanon Derechayra. You can't bring a proof from Pesach night to the rest of the year. Four kaisos were specially mesukken keneged cheres, kol chad v'chad, navivei mitzvah, so four kaisos. Anyway, therefore Chazal decides that we should do a mitzvah along the line as well, so we may as well bench as well. The Gemara Be'enes is happily with Bela, and the Gemara is very difficult to understand. What was the havamina of Rav Chonon that Shulman and Arbuch Samad and Unakot? It's kinderlich. to know Kishol Beis Rabban, you know that Esach Night is different. Everybody knows that Abba Kosas are different. Of course, if you have a third Kos on Pesach Night, you can't bring a Raya, you can't generalize to the whole Torah, to every din of Birch Samozen, the Birch Samozen to Una Kos. What's the Havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara's Havamina is Havlev of Feder. In order to understand this, I mean, there are different shiurim for Abba Kosas. There are different color wine. You can't compare the din of Kosher Brocha to the din of Abba Kosas. In order to understand this, we need to go back to Tosfos at the beginning of the Perek. And there, Mrs. is a very interesting shala. Can I be Moitzi anyone with mitzvahs to fill in? So I can be made to you with mitzvahs to fill in. The answer is of course not. Why not? Because it's a mitzvah sheva gufay. A mitzvah sheva gufay, I can't be made to anybody with mitzvahs to fill in. It ought to follow, therefore, that Abba Kosas as well. Can I be made to you with Abba Kosas? Of course not. Abba Kosas is drinking Abba Kosas. Abba Kosas isn't a din that you can't use to Abba Kosas without drinking. So of course you can't be right. It's a very schwer Tosfos at the beginning of our Firstly, let's look at the Mishnah and the Lashon of the Mishnah a little bit more carefully. The Mishnah says, "V'lo yifchasu loy me'Abba Kosas shel yayin." You shouldn't give him less than 4 kosas of wine. What's the loy? Him. You should just say, "V'lo yifchasu me'Abba Kosas shel yayin." What's the loy? So Tosfos says, "Mitoch haloshen." So Tosfos dibre amaskol leyifchasu loy on perik kesma base from the loshen of the Mishnah mashmak tzav. So Tosfos is a little bit mashmak. She'ein loishden lebona vorev nebeisa. You don't need to give. Not everybody. You can save yourselves on your wine bills. I hope there are no wine from here, but you can save yourselves on your wine bills because you don't need to drink. You don't need to give lebona vorev nebeisa. Only for the balabot. It says, "Loi." For whom moitzi es kulam b'shalai, and he can be moitzi them all b'shalai. Where is the chiddush going on? Tosfos carries on. Usvorim, Tosfos says. Usvorim. Listen to the Loshna Tosfos. To maishno Abba Kosas mekiddush to kol hashana. In what way is Abba Kosas different than kiddush of the whole year? Just like kiddush of the whole year can be yetsa. So also it can be Yitzhak. She'echod Moisi is Kulam. Tosfos finishes, just to set your mind at ease, is V'nira l'hachmir u'lehatzuch Abba Kosas l'chol echod. And Tosfos adds on another vort as well, V'amachmir, even if you're machmir, you shouldn't share Kosas. Or if you share Kosas, you should need to refill them, because otherwise you've got a problem of Kos Pogum. A Kos that's already been drunk from loses its features of Kos Shabrocha. So Tosfos says, "V'amach metzorich nizoyer shlo yehi kosam pogum." The Kos shouldn't be pogum. So lachumra, yes, but Tosfos, but Tosfos foruv maishna abba Kosas mekiddush kol hashon. Of the emesis, Tosfos itself is difficult to understand. What was the havamina? The abba Kos should be different. Zot Rabbeinu Chana Levi. Tosfos learns Kos Achim. Shittas Tosfos is that Abba Kosas has nothing to do. It's merely a din in Kosas Shabrocha. Chazal one the second, you should have 4 Kosas Shabrocha on Pesach night. What does Kosas Shabrocha mean? Make 4 brochas, Allah has Kos. Kiddush, Asher Go'alonu, benching, and halal. Oh, but the Ikka Mitzvah is to say the brocha, just like a Kiddush on Friday night. Mamela, it's no more than Kosher Brocha. Tosfos goes Lishitose. Because if it's not a Kosher Brocha, the Shear needs to be the Shear of a Kosher Brocha. And Tosfos Taka holds on Daf Kuf Chesom with Bates that the Shear of Abba Kosas, Tosfos Taka holds, and Tosfos Dibra Masko, Ruba de Kasa, Hanuk to Mloy Lugmov. The Shear of Mloy Lugmov. Literally, Mloy Lugmov means cheekful. But Rishonim explained that Mloy Lugmov means so much wine that if you go to one side of the cheek, your one cheek, the one cheek would look for. Abakosis is told that the shear of abakosis is the shear of a normal kote shabrocha and no more. So Tosis the Emes goes to Shatosai, that Tosis holds that's got a din of kote shabrocha. According to Tosis, we can understand another famous kasha, which is the famous kasha of the Rekeach. The Rekeach asks, why do we make a brocha on the mitzvah of Alas Kosis? Just like on any other mitzvah we make, brocha, we should make a brocha on the mitzvah of Abba Kosis. And then the Teretz is poshut. There is the Nesiva springs down in his Haggadah Maaseh Nisim, that on Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, one of the unique mitzvahs of Pesach night, on Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't make a brocha. Why did you make a brocha? Says the Nesivas, because since the Ikhem mitzvah is itself a brocha, there's a brocha which is Mesukah, Hutguf HaMitzvah, which is a brocha of Asher Ge'olonu, you never chazal, I never Mesakim a brocha on a brocha, like benching. Benching is a mitzvah. You don't say, Asher Kedishonim, the Tzoyk, Tzvonu, Lavore, Tzvonu, Tzvonu. Why? Because benching itself is a brocha. Like Tzitzis Derech is very good. Since Tzitzis shall brocha, since it's got a din, since the din of Abba Kosis is not a din in drinking, it's a din in brochas, make four brochas. Brochas you don't make on brochas. Mamela, if you don't make brochas on brochas, there's no brocha on Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So far, we've been mavaya the shitta of Tosfos. But there's another shitta in the Rishonim which we need to be mavaya to understand, and that's the shitta of the Ram. Let's start with the Ran at the beginning of the Perek, which is on Daf Yotes in the pages of the Ran. He says, Me'abba Kosis Shal Yain, he says, Tiknu Chachomim La'abba Brochis Abba Kosis. Let's listen to his lotion. Tiknu Chachomim La'abba Brochis Chazal Masakim for four Brochis Abba Kosis. Kedei Shethei Kol Achas Al Kos Echot. Looks very much like Shittas Tosfos. Over Yerushalmi Mashma, and he adds the Yerushalmi Keneged Abba Geulos Haksuvim Bapasha. For Oid Omru, another reason which I haven't mentioned Bechlal, Keneged Abba Kosis Hatarela Sheoset Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lehashkus Haoidei Kechovin. The Nira, he says, by the way, very interesting thing, since it's Keneged the Kosis which the Rebbeinu is going to bring on the Goyim. Lefichach Nachu Loma Bekosis Revi. When you get to the end, we remind ourselves, because Revi, Koyde Mahalo, Shroi Chamoscho ala Goyim, Ashelo Yedoch. First sight, the Shitta of the Ram is that it's got a din of Kosis Shabrocha, and it's the Loshen. Toknu Chachomim La'abba Brochas Abba Kosis. Over there, it ought to follow that the shear of Abba Kosis, according to the Ram, will be the same shear as Loy Lugmoth, like Kosis holds. The problem is that the Ram doesn't know that. The big problem is that the Ran says later on at the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel, for who the shosu aruba the kasa, he says two things. He says kloima the shosi kol chav v'chav ruba shal rabiyas, the roiv rabiyas. Now it's clear from the Rishonim that roiv rabiyas is a greater share than the share of Malay Lugma, the bigger share. So monoshach, the Ran is slachera contradicting himself. If he holds that Amma Kaisis is a din in Kaisal Brocha and no more, then the Shish should be a din in Loy Lugmov. Why did he say Rav Revius? The end of the Ran is also a bit schwer, because he says in the very same passage, the Ran says, V'komash malon, she'ein tzorech she'ehe l'kol echot kais cholok v'mea. Like, you can share the kais. Forget everybody else. If it's got a din of Kaisal Brocha, there should be a problem of kais pogov. On that second chelik, there's a Prima Godin. The Prima Godin says that as long as you start with a Kos Sholem and you pass it on, then you haven't got the problem of Kos Pogum. So the problem of sharing a Kos and Kos Pogum, the Emes, isn't so schwer. But the Ran itself is schwer. He starts by suggesting it's been a Kos Shabrocha and he finishes by saying it's very obvious. Time's running very short, so I'll tell you what the Briskarov says. The Briskarov is a Moir Dikiyah site. The Briskarov says that there are two dinim in Abba Kosis. There's a din of Kosher Brocha, that's like this says, but there's a second din. And
there's a second din. There's a second din of drinking wine the Shem fails.
Chazal were mesaken that you must drink wine the Shem fails. In other words, not only kosher bracha, but also drinking wine to show your freedom. Free people drink wine. That's the way we celebrate. And with the Briskarov says, that's also, he brings a rise, that's the Shitta of the Rambam. And with that, he explains an interesting Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. There's a Gemara that says like this: Shoson Chai. Somebody drinks wine, you know, the wine of the Gemara, Zmana Gemara is very strong wine. Somebody drinks undiluted wine. Undiluted wine, Rabbi Isai, is a big problem because it's very, very strong and it doesn't give a person much pleasure. So, Rabbi, interesting Roshan. Yidei Yayin Yotzah, your Yotzah wine, but Yidei Chavus Lo Yotzah. You're not Yotzah Chavus. What does it mean? What does it mean you're not Yotzah Chavus? Look at this clause there, Shine. The Kaisha Brocha Chelik, how about you, Yotzah? Why? Because you've said a brocha al hakoysho yayin of the chayrus, the other din, the din of celebrating with sweet wine, with sweet enjoyable wine, that you haven't been yet. Chosav shat yidei yayin yotzo yidei chayrus lo yotzo. Shoson b'batachas, the Gemara continues. You drink them all together. So it's very nice diluted wine, but you drink it all together. Again, Rav Omat Rav says, Yidei yayin yotzo, your yotzo yidei yayin. What do you mean? And some are very respected. Yidei chayrus yotzo, your yotzo, the mitzvah of chayrus, i.e., you've had a shear of the shear that Chazal wants you to have. Masha einkein yidei arba kosas, the four kosas shel brocha. That's lo yotzo. That you're not yotzo. So we've got Bemis now two mahalkin. We've got the shita of Tosfos who learns that Abba Kosh has been on Kosh Shabrocha, and the Ram we now understand the Teretz of the Stila. The Ram has a whole two demon, which is very mavua in the Ram, because when he brings his two reasons, he starts with Tiknu Abba Brochas Kenegat Abba Gulas, and then he says, V'oid Omabi Yerushalmi Kenegat Abba Lishon Lishabul. What does he want to say? He's not some coming to tell us a particular Drush. He wants to tell us that there's a second din as well. Mamela, since there's a second din, Mamela, you are. Since there's a second din as well, there's a din of Chayrus as well, therefore the Ram says, you've got to have a bigger share. You've got to have a share of, you've got to have a share of Rav Rabbius. There's a very interesting, there's a lot more to speak about, which obviously I need to be Makatsar a bit, because we need to finish on the dot. There's a very interesting Rav Natri Noigon. Rav Natri Noigon, one of the Gainim, he says, Abba Kaisis Elu in Loi Shoson Achai of Lishtoiton, got the Loshan here. Abba Kaisis Elu Dalat Kaisis Shapetach Chaybahin, he says. The EFSHA Shaloi Lishtoiton, you can't not drink them. The Loi Shoson, if you don't drink it, Loi Yotzi Rechelose. Yosef Engeling, the owner, Shasta Zapashanish, what's he telling me? If you don't drink, you're not Yetzer. Of course, if you don't drink, you're not Yetzer. So Rav Yosef Engel, I'll tell you what he's telling me. He's telling me that Abba Kosh and Ma'afik there, i.e. it's all one mitzvah, and since it's all one mitzvah, and Lo Yishoson, if you don't drink them all, that's what he means, Lo Yotzah. Our Lafida Kenu, we can say very good. What he really, what Rav Natri Noigon means to say is, you shouldn't learn all the Tosfos that you can be Yotzah, mitzvahs Abba Kosh, by listening to somebody else. No, you can't be Yotzah. If you don't drink them, you can't be yotzer. I.e., you have to drink Abba Kosher's Pesach night, because that is a simon. That is a simon for Chayrus as well. We should all be zeicher to Neichal Shom and Azochem and Absochem, and Yad Hashem bring the good, see the Gula, see the Meir of Yomenu. Amen.